Spin it! Let's begin it. Bear and grin it. Spin it!
Oh yeah! Tailspin! Oh yeah! Tailspin! Friends for life through thick and thin with another tail to spin.
Let's move on to the third and probably final section of the podcast today. We're going to talk a little bit about, well, what really should we cover? I mean, we've done all the drama. We've finished it up, more or less.
I've still got a hanging thread in the form of Krem, but other than that, everything seems pretty A-okay. And, well, yeah, he's Krem. I'm not sure there's anything I can say to him at this point.
Krem is Krem. Just let him be himself.
Yeah.
Everything seems to have worked itself out. We reached a peaceful conclusion with quote unquote Wonder Garden, which is basically just Ben and Auntie.
Yeah. David's completely harmless. Krem isn't around. So, yep, just us.
So, really, what do you plan to do with your new section, Ben?
I was going to think of some funny projects to put on it and maybe get Auntie to draw some stuff.
Are you going to be more open to, like, people supplying shit, or is this a...
Oh, definitely. I'm encouraging, like, weird, silly crap to put on it.
Maybe we can kick off the Wonder Garden launch with a topic supernova.
That would be a good idea, actually. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to starting up some topic supernovas, because I was thinking about that last night, kind of stuff we could do for that.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to rule. I'm all
you know,
for that.
I've got to think. The suggestion was that we would do like a board for it, right?
Yeah.
This is weird that I'm even thinking about this, but I'm thinking about how such a thing is going to be our... Oh, wait, it was said in the thread, we merged it all together. Never mind!
Whoopsie doodles!
Yeah, I kind of thought about it, and I've got a little bit planned out for it, I think, what I want to do with it and how I want to put it together, and I think that could be something that Wonder Garden could be about, is just silly stuff like content supernova.
Randomness. Are we going to see a revival of Pick of the Week in the forums?
No.
In the forums.
You could do it on the forum all you want.
On the website, no. In the forums, go wild.
Which also brings me to another point. You guys got to send me your songs, because I want to do the final Pick of the Week.
Oh yeah, that. I've thought about it a little bit and still haven't ever come to a conclusion on it. I'm probably just going to send you, like, six in a row or something.
Yeah. I'll just put up anime song, the top-rated anime song you've done, and...
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll just find the best anime song ever.
Yeah. But we already got, like... I got Krems, I got Saber, Yoshi, SK, myself, Static.
Okay. I'll send you something later, I guess, today.
I'm really just waiting on Auntie Ben, so... I figured I'd throw a spatulator in there for fun. That might be, like, six in a row. I'll just put fucking Benny Hill theme as spatulator's theme.
It's true.
But yeah, we can actually do music-related stuff on the forum. I've been thinking of doing that more, but what with all the projects I already have open, it's better if someone else just does it. You know, someone with free time.
I think I'm going to make Wonder Garden a lot about stuff like Content Supernova.
Yeah.
And weird comics like Duck Hammer.
That would be pretty awesome. You know. That
obviously
and...
Obviously the old music theme.
True. I have to adjust the volume a little bit. There we go. Better, better, better. Anyway.
Better, better.
Better.
I'm totally for encouraging things in Wonder Garden more like fucking draw old Pokemon.
Yeah.
That shit's intense.
Yeah, it's...
Draw every anime character.
Oh, man. Draw every anime. That would be...
Draw every Dragon Ball Z fight. You'd have to draw three.
Wait. Draw every character yelling over 9,000.
The over 9,000 thread.
Yeah, every single character you can ever think of in an "it's over 9,000" pose.
Christian Weston Chandler.
Or maybe even just make like a Photoshop thread where you take the image of Vegeta crushing his Scouter and just draw different characters doing the same thing.
That would be actually that's a good content supernova idea.
We need to really kind of combine all the Photoshop threads we've had over the years, like Luffy pointing at the picture of somebody, and you know, the sour
heads. Kind of stuff is really what content supernova is about, really, I guess. And we've been doing that for ages, but we've never had it organized like this.
We can definitely see if it works out. I mean, granted,
yeah.
You know, we need people who do stuff. But if we can all just...
I think content supernova is the kind of thing we get into where it's just like one random burst of silly stuff.
Yeah.
And then you quit, and then you get another random burst of silly stuff. And
What I'm suggesting for Content Supernova is it be a monthly thing that runs for, you know, maybe a week or two, and then you have a break.
Yeah, something like that. I was thinking we could do daily ones, too, but people might get bored of that after a while if it's too often.
Yeah. I like to think of there being a lead-up where people can prepare their next entry, which is,
We could probably do big ones and little ones where we have a daily one every day, which is just something random, or like weekly or monthly one, which is a big deal.
Yeah, there'd be more points in the monthly one.
Yeah.
Realize that if you do it daily, that means someone has to be around daily to update it.
Around daily.
What I was always thinking was for the monthly one, we would have one end at the beginning of the month. And then you would have the next topic pretty much ready, and you would say, all right, the next content supernova is going to be this. Get ready. And 3 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever amount of weeks you think would be appropriate, we would open the next content supernova, and everyone's stuff would be pretty much ready.
Yeah.
Because some of the art you guys do is fairly laborious. It takes time.
Yeah.
Whereas most of the shit, like, I do, it takes 10 minutes, and I could just do when the topic supernova is actually open.
Yeah.
So, a lead-up would be good for people.
Yeah, I think a lead-up is good, and I also like the idea of just little daily ones, where it's just, like, something like Squirtle, and we all draw pictures of Squirtle, or something like that. Yeah.
Ian Curtis Appreciation Day.
Or it's just, like, you know, random funny anime character X, and we all draw pictures of that, or something like that, of that day. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a big deal or anything, but it's just silly and fun. We get some kind of joke out of it.
Yeah, as long as we get a decent chunk of break in between some of them, that way people don't get content supernova'd out.
There'd also be a thread where people can like suggest ideas that they want to see for one. So there'd be some lead up there anyway, where you can like I'd have like a queue where like you see what's coming up, and you'd know you could see what you want to do or think about stuff like that.
Yeah.
So even if it was daily, there'd be a lead up because we'd like have a thread where like everybody's ideas are put in, and we see when what's coming up, and you can see, oh, this one that I want to participate in is coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I also have a suggestion for one of the first big ones, the Daily Post Mafia Supernova, where we can draw all our Yoshi's Mafia pictures and Dr. Ben.
Yeah, I've got like a notepad file up here where I'm just writing down random ideas for whenever I think of it, and I'll start a thread where people can suggest stuff after this contest, I guess.
Yeah.
That's probably when it started, was after the contest actually ends. And Tenda inevitably wins.
Yeah. There should be a the Daily Poss master scoreboard and a monthly scoreboard, so you can win the monthly one, and yet you can keep track of like who's
monthly
in the lead
one
overall.
Would have like a badge or something.
Yeah. I don't think we should have any badges for the master scoreboard. Just, you know, just have it so it's like, oh man, that Akuma has like 18,000 points.
Yep, Akuma. Because he will. We all know Akuma's going to be winning all the time.
Oh man, so if he actually like does enter anything, it's probably going to get a bunch of points. Just for the sake of it. I do look forward to it though. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Yeah, when everyone agrees on a way to like implement it, let me know.
Yeah, we're going to need to figure out what's worth what points, what the modifier is, you know.
I'll work on a bunch of stuff like that. I can do that.
We need to give Tenda a badge just for coming up with the idea. That was pretty rad cool.
Well, she'll get the new content contest badge.
Yeah.
Unless somebody comes up with something better.
That's going to be pretty fucking hard.
I don't know, man, though. My reverse comic idea, that was pretty good, right?
Yeah,
that'll catch on. Actually, we could have a Content Supernova about doing that.
That's the best part about Content Supernova. Like, every other idea can be put into it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a supernova.
Yeah. It's a big thing from outer space. Do you know how much things you could fit in a big thing from outer space?
So many things.
I like
this is a bus. Do you know how big a bus is?
Do you know how big a bus is? Man, I forgot about that. That was so good.
Let's see here. What else is there? What else is there?
What was that anyway?
That was I'm trying to remember the name of the video. Oh, Jones Truck Rental and Storage. That's what it was called. Yeah.
I gotta add that to my YouTube favorites. Joe's or Jones, did you say?
Jones. It's buried in mine somewhere.
It just auto-completed it for me. Jones' big ass truck rental and storage.
That's big ass.
Big ass truck rental and storage.
Alright, well, we got Content Supernova and pick of the week for the forums end of it. I'll try and throw some content towards the Wonder Garden section too. That way you and Auntie aren't alone in it. Are we gonna ever have room for extra buttons up top there, Soap?
You know, that's actually a good question, and I've kind of been thinking about that because, you know, My original rushed plan didn't include Pieces Oven Comics, and it did include leaving room for It Gets Worse.
Yeah.
But now that we have those extra buttons up there, I'm thinking I might do something a little bit different with the top bar and maybe collapse a few things. Like, we don't really need an archive button up there, and then I might just put a few extra things in the right bar. But I'm still experimenting with it.
I'm still wondering if we should just have all, like, literally all the comics and articles and all that just be subsections of Wonder Garden. Like, that way you wouldn't have to have the buttons up top. You can actually have them.
That's true.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, you can just throw stuff like that into Wonder Garden and we'll keep it in there.
And that way it would keep Wonder Garden much more active, you know? And it wouldn't be, like, just on Ben and Anty to provide content, because that's a fucking losing scenario.
Yeah.
I can see the end of that one. Angie's
never around, and I'm lazy.
No.
As far as Wonder Garden's actual implementation goes, because one thing I'm working on right now is, as some of you have probably heard, is a way to automate previous and next buttons for things like comics and Image Fest and whatnot. If we're going to move comics into Wonder Garden, do you want me to build some stuff for Wonder Garden so it can take advantage of that?
That's probably a good idea. I don't even know how Wonder Garden's going to work in terms of site design right now. So.
Maybe it might even be easier to just give you FTP access to the site, and just hook up Wonder Garden on as a regular site section.
Yeah.
And then I'll teach you how to work stuff into that.
If you can get an actual regular site section thing going down for Wonder Garden. You could throw a different design onto it, it would be a different, it would be Wonder Garden themed, but...
Oh yeah, you could, actually that would be cool if we made a Wonder Garden theme for that page.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be too hard for Soap, it's just Soap's got limited time before he's back in school and away for days and days. So,
today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we gotta get on top of that if we were to do anything. But if you could get some of the images, I'm sure he could just lay down a basic background or something. And then you and Auntie could add to it.
It'll be an even more purple version of the current look.
Yeah.
More purple and gray.
Sweet.
It needs more purple.
Needs more floating Ian Curtis heads as the mouse cursor.
Little hollows popping up everywhere. You Squirtles. Squirtle ghosts.
Purple
Squirtle ghosts playing Joy Division song.
Do we currently have, when you hover over an icon on the front page, does it give any description to the...
It doesn't do anything special right now. What are you suggesting? A little drop-down box or something?
No, just the image itself. Sometimes when you hover over images... It'll say Dinosaur Comics, when you hover over an image, it'll give you a little text that is a joke or whatnot. Maybe we could have it so if you hover the icon over the link to, say, Coral Mayhem, it'll just be a brief description.
That's a good idea. I'll go ahead and add those. That would be really easy to do, I think.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of text, maybe a sentence, just being Wonder Garden's our place for comics and art and stuff, or Coral Mayhem's a place where your mommy and daddy go at night.
That's a perfect description.
Wow.
So, just that little bit, because I could foresee people, not exactly not wanting to go explore the site, but with the weird names that we have on our shit, it might be a little weird for the new guy. And once we get an actual thing down for Wonder Garden, we can pretty much just name I'm kind of hung on that. I mean, when we do the images for all the Wonder Garden updates on the main page. Are we going to put a picture of Wonder Garden or the thing that's updated? Do we put down Wonder Garden on it?
Well, dude, the picture you put on your front page update, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't have to be entirely related.
Yeah.
Just something to look nice.
Because when you're writing articles, it's going to be kind of fucking hard to have a picture.
If you're announcing something big, just put a picture of a guy screaming.
Yeah. Then we could probably just have a default Wonder Garden button that can be put up every once in a while when there's no real picture.
Wonder Garden's probably going to be pretty random with what kind of content it has anyway. It's probably not going to be too consistent.
Well, yeah, not the updating schedule. I just want the storage and the site design to be consistent. Yeah. How you update it is completely on you. I just want people to be able to navigate.
Yeah, I just mean what kind of content it's going to have and stuff like that. It's probably going to be pretty random and sporadic.
Yeah.
You can post... 1 week we're interested in comics, and another week it's all content supernova, random crap from that, and another week it's who knows what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll probably have to find some kind of organization, maybe, but that we can figure that stuff out as we go along, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that should be fine.
I think Wonder Garden would work better with the least amount of rules possible.
Yeah, just Yeah, it's like you post on front page, so your WonderGarn image. You could get maybe get like that picture of Perona foaming at the mouth or something.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Oh, by the way, Ben, I added your Project Wonderful ads to the front page.
Oh, good. Well, this should be exciting. I can't wait to see myself all over the front page all the time. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that long banner of Ben and being like, whoa, who's this guy? That was awesome.
When Krem made that, I was just like, what is... What?
You need to get that Dendy one up there.
It's that, both of those that you mentioned are up there.
Sweet.
Good.
Who's this
guy? Who's this guy? It just doesn't make any sense.
Good job.
I don't
job.
Know how Krem came up with something like that.
Also, you'll probably have to teach Auntie or Ben, or Auntie and Ben, how to use the new code you're making for the comics.
Oh, once I have the new code made, I'm going to post like a briefer in the staff board about how to use it.
Excellent.
Same thing with the little bar on the top of the site with the pictures in it. Yeah. Although that's really easy to figure out. So
I also have a recommendation. We need to bring back not necessarily another subdomain of Halfmans, but we need to be able to let certain people see the staff board. You know, and not give them half admins, because I was, like, on today, and Saber's like, how am I supposed to be updating this? And I'm like, here's Halfmans.
Yeah, I actually, for now, I'm going to work out on something like that later. For now, I just went ahead and gave him a Bearsy position.
Okay, that works. You know.
I trust him not to totally fuck everything up.
Yeah, just half the staff... Like, having a staff position would allow them to, you know, see the staff board and see the quote-unquote deleted Hattertown. You know, that doesn't exist.
This is for cannon fodder. Hattertown doesn't exist. Stop talking about it. You're delusional.
You know, seriously. Yeah, so when can I be given the position to see Hattertown? Like, where's this magical fucking place I can go...
Well, Rick, that would involve me creating a board called Hattertown.
Maybe we should just make a board named Hattertown and just allow only Cannon Fodder to see it. Like, give him the special rank.
Yeah, like, we could make a board called Hattertown, or even let everyone see it and just make a description. Are you happy now?
We can make it. We can make it a subdomain of Wonder Garden.
Hatter Garden Town.
Wonder Town.
Okay. Wonder Garden Hatter Town would be where everyone is like, my hat is more purple than yours.
Oh.
And then the admin would be like, you can't. I'd have a hat that purple. I'm taking your hat because it's too purple.
No, the hat can be purpler than mine. Nah, well. So yeah, Wonder Garden seems to be going off right on the right foot. I'm excited about this new site relaunch that we're kind of doing. But now here comes the hard part. We've settled all the disputes. It's time to actually go and make content. you know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, our one weakness. We're pretty good at infighting, but this content shit.
You gotta put yo money where yo mouth is. You dig?
Yeah, don't worry. I'll do something like that soon enough. I just, I'll do it with this podcast here and maybe a few other things. And it gets worse. I can't wait to start on it gets worse.
That's gonna be hard to do whatever that is.
You guys may work on the content, and I'll work on the making things shiny and making things work and not break.
debenning the entire forum.
Nah, I don't want to debend the place. Because that would mean we lose Ben.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait, what? What did I miss? I zoned out. What?
You would ask.
You were not talking about de-benning you. Do not worry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You still have your Benmins.
My Benmins.
We should just rename all the Bearsies to Ben. Like, rename that staff position Ben.
Yeah, if anybody ever wants to change the name of the Bearsy group, just, like, let me know and I'll do it. I don't care what you guys are called.
We could name you the A-Team or something.
Yeah, and Rick and I have Lord
Fiesta.
It's also
another sign of just how strongly Wonder Garden has integrated itself into everything.
I like our Lord Fiesta Godman. I hope that don't change.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's extremely stupid and appropriate.
Yeah, that's us. Anyway, Ben, you had asked earlier what It Gets Worse is. Have I told you about that?
No, I don't know anything about it other than it's Rick's secret project.
Well, if you're ever in the Minnesota area, you can come and be in It Gets Worse. Where we make
sketch comedy.
I'll
probably be dropping by there every weekend or so.
Yeah. Yeah, drive on down here. Yeah. It's going to be a project that I've been visualizing for a while where me and Becky and a few others do sketch comedy. And it'll be awesome. It'll be sketch comedy only for PAWS. It'll just be mainly made for PAWS. It'll just involve me going around and on the street and asking people what their opinion of Presatory is. I'm dressed as a newscaster.
My music collection after getting a new computer, and right now I'm downloading the Ting Tings.
Why?
Have fun with that.
When are we going to listen to the? Is there like a new?
It's a requirement.
Did they say when the Ting Tings album would be out? The new one?
No, there's still no news on it. They're lazy.
They recorded nothing.
We continue. Ting Ting's jokes. Oh man, they're just so easy.
When we listen to them, we should go ahead and do that thing you guys did last time, where you listen to every Ting Ting song. Oh,
definitely.
Yeah, we'll need a sequel.
Maybe this
to that.
Time they'll make the whole album just the same guitar riff over and over again.
Well, they're adding brass, remember? It's
oh yeah.
So there'll be like a little thing. There'll be a little horn every now and then.
Do 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 do.
How do you think they'll ever top That's Not My Name? Like, I think they can do it. Who knows?
Well, we're approaching the hour limit of the podcast that I'm actually trying to keep it at for now. Let's round out some final thoughts. Ben, do you have any final thoughts about the future of the dailypost.org and, you know, where you really hope to see the site?
Looking good.
Looking good. All right, that works.
Whenever I say that, I think of that Science Also Math comic. Where the guy's going to get something peer-reviewed, his math thing peer-reviewed by some people, and they're just like the quartet of men, and they're all like, looking good!
Eh? Somewhere Spatulator is laughing at the joke that I didn't get the reference to, sadly.
The Science Also Math comic, Rick. The Science Also Math comic.
That is so old, man. You still reference that? Holy shit.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes! Every time I hear the word science, I think also math.
Wow. Alright, well, that's fair enough. I mean, Becky still says also math every once in a while.
Oh, Brandon Grimes and I do it all the time.
Good old the science and math comic.
Yeah.
Soap?
Yeah.
Any thoughts, or are you just chilling?
Yeah, I'm kind of just chilling, and, I think just chilling kind of needs to go on a little more often. I'm glad everybody's all lovey-dovey with each other again, which was really at first I was trying to be all like, hey, let's redesign the site, but then it started to warp into a whole why aren't people getting along side quest.
Yeah.
And so with the exception of Krem, who I've pretty much acknowledged that I'm incapable of understanding unless he says more to me than he has, I'm willing to call the side quest over.
Yeah, did you get the bonus optional gear?
Huh?
Did you get the optional gear you picked up from the level 70 drop?
Yeah. Oh, when you said gear, I was thinking of like a cog or something. I'm like, what? Huh? Am I building a machine?
And then, get away from that machine! I'm cutting it down.
I don't play RPGs, Rick. I don't use these fancy RPG words.
Fucking. All right then. I think mostly the site should continue in the direction it's going. We're rebuilding and building on top of it, and constant content, and things are really looking up. And if any of you are listening out there who are not cannon fodder, I promote posting in Junkheap. Let's keep that shit alive. Let's keep Ben eating a metal can alive. We should definitely continue just posting on the site, because while having the updated main page and drawing in new people is awesome, keeping the forums alive is really what keeps POS alive.
Yeah, so, hey, we could maybe just grab Wally and a few others also and just do another Junk Heap spamming spree like we did the other night.
Those are pretty funny to read. Increase everyone's post count by a few hundred.
Yeah, seriously, Ben, when are you getting 17,000? Are you at 17,000 yet?
I don't know. Other people look at my post count so much more than I do.
It's
like, all everybody else talks about.
Well, yeah, you are the guy with the post count, Ben. That's like the role.
To increase bacon count.
I'm checking right now. Let's see what I got. What do I have? Posts. Oh, I'm only 200 away from 17,000.
Oh, right. Cool. You could totally do that today.
Let's see here. All right. Let's take just before we leave, let's take a top 10 look at the top 10 posters of the dailypost.org. Top 10, number one, Ben at 16,800.
Guys, it's me.
Second place, Star Kirby.
Right now, the T-Rex avatar is saying, awesome.
That's awesome.
That Ben guy. Star Kirby clocks in at 9,851, a mere 7,000 less than Ben. Then just behind Star Kirby is Soap on a Rope at 9,622.
Yeah, I've been catching up to SK lately. I got better watch out. I'm aiming for second.
Yeah, I don't think you can aim for first. Number four is Krem at 5,526. A mere 11,300 less than Ben. Then Wally at 5,400 and 77, and me at 5,411. I'm 66 less than Wally. I'm taking that motherfucker down today. We got Spatulator at 3,500. Man, we all have like over 5,000. Jesus. Then we have Grimes.
Down there in 5th, 6th, and 7th or whatever.
Yeah, we got Grimes at 8. RPG Marker still at 9. And, wow, rounding out the top 10 is your average Joe.
Awesome.
Your average Joe at 3,237. Antti could literally go on a posting spree. He's 11 at 11th place, and he could pass. He's like 40 less. He has 40 less than Joe.
He has three main accounts, though, and several other minor ones.
One, two, three.
Yeah. If I were to like combine Antti's account, he'd probably go up a couple spots.
13, 14, 15, 16th place.
He once tried to claim that he he put his accounts together, he'd have more than me. And I was just like,
Let's see here.
You'd move up a couple spots, but no.
No. 16th place goes to Staring Vacantly. 18th place goes to GS Gold. 20th place goes to Unbroken Torment. 22 is Insomniac Dude. 23 is David, and 24 is Static 2007. Well done. Well done. Anyway, that's enough goofing around for the podcast. This has been the Wondercast with our good friend Ben Heyman, Ben Content Supernova Heyman. Soap, quotations, rope, Soapermen.
Yeah, I got rid of that whole rope thing. It's kind of treading on me, you know, getting all up in my shit.
Fuck that noise.
Hell yeah.
And this has been KingRick56, and thank you for listening to the podcast. Good night, folks.
We're through being cool. We're through being cool.
Spin it, spin it, spin it.